Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Look at it not like
is it
where
the,
is
the,
it? What has happened to you? We have fun. We make people laugh.
The current attitude that you are putting on towards this participation doesn't scream, I want to help. It screams, I want to hurt.
If you worry about me being disappointed, I'm the guy that can't even book a C-level actor from a fast food commercial on this show. Treg has been. Rob wasn't able to pull
Perkins.
Treg,
yeah, Perkins shut it down.
Because Perkins said no, which by the way has never ever been said. I've never heard.
That's true. Well,
that's not. Yeah, Perkins doesn't want free publicity.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Now that I talked to you about it right before we went on the air, I can't get it out of my head.
What?
You have to play it again. I can't get it out of my head now. Now it's an earworm. It's going to be
none of you bitches. None of you bitches got these exclusive Swisher Sweet hugs.
Now, before we play it to its entirety, I was talking with Pony about this before the show, and I have a variant that I sing in my head that makes it a little more like a brief jingle. And I'd like if I could sing it to you now. I like to sing it this way. None of you bitches, none of you bitches have these exclusive Swisher Sweet Uggs. You go up on the end and it sounds more like a jingle like you'd hear on the radio.
That's your brain.
That's my brain, I suppose.
There we go.
But here's the classic. Half. Here's the classic mix.
None of you bitches, none of you bitches got these exclusive Swisher Sweet Uggs. What's poppin'?
Congratulations to the class of 2019.
You know, speaking of bitches, guess what I looked in on last night for the first time in a long time.
What's that?
I looked in on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, a show that I had
R-H-O-B-H.
I checked it out. Didn't realize they had Charlie Sheen's old squeeze has joined the cast. And boy, did she give a bombshell last night.
What
a
did she say?
She talked about... you know how Charlie had, you know what Bob Kraft did over in Florida, going to the parlor, the massage parlor, and the happy ending place?
Sure.
She said that women can get happy endings in those places.
Is this Denise Richards?
Denise Richards. That's exactly who it is.
Wow.
Denise Richards.
How's she looking these days?
It's Denise Richards.
There is more silicone in that cast.
Okay.
And,
I have to look
the
in.
One the one that I truly can't stand, and it had been a long time, and I think she drove me away from the show, is Lisa Rinna.
Yes.
Lisa, hyperactive. Rinna, just self-promoting.
Staying power.
I'm so great. You got to give it to her.
Also,
well, Harry Hamlin has to give it to her. I don't. But anyway, it's just married to Harry Hamlin, the matinee idol, weighs 58 pounds.
Both those are 20-year-ago careers. I mean, they're hanging on.
She's still on television.
Yeah, she's on the Home Shopping Network, making bank.
If you knew how much they get paid per episode if they last through seasons, we'd all want to be on those shows.
I suppose, but what I'm talking about, it's not like they have the status that they did 20 years ago. They might still be making money, and
that's
great.
They've got greater status, Rob, because the paradigm has changed for celebrity. It's reality. They're on the box. They're probably bigger celebrities now than they are soap opera wise, or when she was on Baywatch.
I remember that 15 years ago, and you go out to California, you go to Hollywood, and if you said you were on a reality show, you were it. That's what they cared about. Can I ask you this, Oscar, though?
Yes.
And I hate to talk about him.
Oh,
because when we talk about him, I avoid him. I don't put him in my news. I don't put him on my discussion boards. I never do. I boycott him. I basically boycott the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I think they don't need any help from me, and God, could I use some help from them. But, I mean, it is on social when you look at
Facebook, if you look at Yahoo, if you look at Google, if you look at any news source, you look at mainstream media news sources, it's Kardashian, 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 Kanye West. What machine?
First mover advantage, and then what I like to call a network effect.
What is first mover advantage?
Is that the quote-unquote sex tape that launched it all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Paris.
But Paris, but Paris Hilton.
Yeah, but she was the second one. Paris had fame on her own. Kim Kardashian was part of that same world. And I don't think the sex tape was calculated. I think it was revenge. Revenge porn, as people would call, and something that
because
maybe
somebody
posted
Kanye.
That shouldn't have posted it. Bottom line,
and that's what started it.
Yes,
right.
But then,
what is the staying power, though?
So, but let me highlight this. So, at that point in our media paradigm, in my personal opinion, we were just getting involved in the Perez Hiltons of the world. These hyper Hollywood blogs, TMZ was founded, and during that time, think about one person. Pushing that message of this is my life. You can chronicle my life through social media. I will let you into every part of it, including the bedroom, whether I want it or not. And now people have this voyeurism built into them. We're like, let me see. Mm. Now they have two other sisters that also have the same, ability to capture an audience through their sister who had what I call that first mover advantage in that same world. So you compound three sisters and a family that is born out of fame from the O.J. Simpson trial. So people are like, wow.
All stuff, really, if we were raised the right way in a small town in the Midwest, if our mom and dad were trying to raise us right, what would they say?
Well,
they would say, here are your 10 commandments here. Thou shalt not. But, and you're sitting there. So let me finish my point. Born out of a horrible murder that their father was attached to as the...
One of the dream team
lawyers for OJ.
Robert Kardashian.
And then a woman who not only, I'm not trying to sound old fashioned. I'm saying I'm sounding old fashioned just for reflecting on past values. A woman having sex out of wedlock and having it on screen, like having a sex tape, like making a porno. And both of those things, a horrible, horrible murder. And, that says a tremendous amount about where we are. Let me just let him answer, Rob, because I want Oscar to come back on this. That just says about where we are as a society now, right? Kind of.
See, we're looking at this through two different lenses. I'm looking at it from a media marketing side. You're looking at it from morality. And I agree with you morality-wise, the morals have changed and people, the way that people value certain, or I guess I would say the way that they place value on certain traditional values are gone.
Yeah, and not everywhere. I'm not throwing any morality trip on the Kardashians.
Yes.
I'm just saying this is their fame was born out of bad behavior.
I'm not going to mince words or even split hairs on what Robert Kardashian was doing. He was a longtime friend of O.J. Simpson. He did not commit the murder.
I don't care whether you believe O.J. did it or not.
Yes.
It was a murder trial. So it came out of this horrible
murder
trial.
Agreed. The
circumstances were... Nobody cured cancer.
Yeah.
Nobody saved a plane full of people from plunging. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Nobody did anything of any value.
But that's also... You look at the Miracle on the Hudson. Like, Sully is lucky if he gets a few speaking engagements and another book.
He's gone.
It's done.
He's gone.
Right?
He's one of the greatest heroes of our lifetime. And bye. See you later.
What I'm trying to answer is that you have this family. These are the origin stories. Then you have the idea that you have Bruce Jenner, who's now Caitlyn Jenner, but one of the elite athletes of the world. Wheaties box, cornerstone of America.
Right.
Then you have that storyline. Then you have the sisters who have now this, again, family influence, the two younger sisters, the Jenner daughters, that they start their own empire. Then one of the key, team leads from the act, which would be Kim Kardashian, marries Kanye West, which is one of
the most controversial figures in American pop
culture. Which creates a network effect. So if one person does one thing... Everybody knows.
Sorry, Rob. I just wanted to clear that up.
It's fine, but what he said, there is a way that the two lenses you described do converge, and that is that if you go back, say, 25 years, which is not that long ago, a sex tape, which wouldn't have really been a sex tape, that probably would have been lewd photographs or something like that. that. And being in radio when as we were then, we'd see like I remember that there was the Sylvester Stallone stag film, and then there was all these.
What about Marilyn Monroe?
That's what I'm saying, is that these things back then looked to besmirch and devalue them. And they were they were tried to cape under wraps. Like, it was a big deal. Hugh Hefner had to pay a lot of money for that Marilyn Monroe spread, which, by the way, was old when he bought it. But he bought...
And even with Paris Hilton, if I can interrupt you
a minute. Please.
Even with Paris Hilton, you had that. I remember being on the air and going, oh, my God.
Right.
You know, I remember saying, oh, my God. Oh. And at the and then...
It's going to ruin her. It's going to ruin her.
And know, then it's, when the it's it, wait, did Paris Hilton, was that before Kim Kardashian?
Yes. Yes.
And that was so also before Hilton, Tommy Lee, right? Still,
Paris Hilton was kind of running point on that stuff. And then by the time Kim Kardashian came out, it was like, I remember really feeling this way instead of going, oh my, can you believe she did that? I was more or less saying, well, I'm just kind of curious. Mm-hmm. But I was more curious just to see the tape without the judgment as much. But then when you, Oscar, when you list the perfect storm of Caitlyn Jenner and Kanye West jumping up like on award shows and doing that,
it's
maybe
like
it
a political operative got involved because but it is that perfect.
Outside of Caitlyn Jenner. And even though I will not let that, of course, is not bad behavior. If you are, you know, if you're a bigot, you think it's bad behavior, but she was, she transitioned.
Right.
And, but that was still, it is still in society an attention getter.
It was a huge news story.
But then you throw, let's speak specifically. So I'm going to put Caitlyn Jenner over on this side, although it was a massive story and people were so curious about it.
We talked about it here on the
still,
show.
Absolutely.
And still are curious about it. But then you talk, I get back to the bad behavior again. Why is Kanye, is it really Kanye's music? You know, when they say Kanye's a genius, people say Kanye's a genius, in my opinion, to defend a lot of times slamming Kanye. You know, hey, he's a genius, but let me say this, because Kanye's fame, as much for his music and his clothing line, is a result of jumping up and grabbing awards out of people's hands at award show and then saying ridiculously controversial stuff.
Agreed, because while I was a fan of his early work, and I'm hoping to see some of that early work again in his musicology, I would say that, or his discography, I would say for me that I know Kanye more through the Kardashians now because he's on that television show. And, and this is the first season he's on that. They wouldn't show him before, but now he's on the show.
You might feel be that's on by, more too. By design?
Might be on more.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Well, look, remember I said that the ratings went down from last season, from the previous season to and it was last season the ratings were down. This season, with everything that they went through the offseason of the cheating, the NBA stars that they're married to.
Lamar Odom,
all that is... This is access, whether it's contrived or not, that we've never seen in our media landscape ever before.
And I would imagine, you know, and this is a legitimate comment, even though I'm not a fan because I really hate where it all comes from, that it would have to be exhausting for that
family. Would think so.
I would imagine it would be.
And but we're closer to reality television than you ever thought. And I think we might have mentioned it briefly on the show. And this is in a different vein and a different network, but... If I'm not mistaken, this season of The Real Housewives, back to The Real Housewives, Mike, of Washington, D.C., will feature one Robert Ford and one Shannon Ceballos. Because The Real Housewives of D.C. filmed three times here.
That's right. I remember that.
Podcast Village.
Now I can talk about it because the season already dropped. I couldn't talk about it before. They came in and
we know how you feel about reality TV. Oscar runs from it.
Hates it.
No, he doesn't. No,
I actually...
Gets in the way of his PBS.
You were not on it?
No.
I
let them take care of that. That wasn't for me. Okay. As an owner-operator...
I'm surprised.
No, well, I didn't want... Well, I did not
he
want...
He couldn't be on because he had a huge...
They came to me, they said, would you want to do... We're going to mic you up. And I said, no, this is for Rob and Shannon.
Because we're going to see Rofo on The Real Housewives. When does that drop?
That airs... The season just started... About 2 weeks ago. So you will see Podcast Village. And you will see Rob Ford as one of the producers to Monique Samuel's podcast. And you will see Shannon as well as one of the APs for Monique Samuel's podcast.
Oh, by the way, did you receive my package?
I did. All taken
care of. May I go public with that now?
You already went public with
it. You did.
Oh, I did. Okay. Yes. I'm a partner in Podcast Village. I'm very excited about that. The future of this. Thank you. Thank you. We're very excited. And, you know, Podcast Village, take over the world. That's the way I'm looking at it.
And we got the new sign in today because now it's called O Podcast Village.
O Podcast Village.
O with apostrophe.
Yes, O with
T-P-O-D-S. The T-P-O-D-S.
Let me say this.
So, yeah, when they come in, TV.
They take over for 5 hours.
Rob Ford spent so much time in the makeup chair.
Did Shannon get
there? He wasn't here for that.
We don't know yet how much they're going to be on, right?
We don't know how much they're going to be on, but they filmed for 4 hours.
You asked me to leave, to be fair.
Yes, I did ask you to leave.
Why? Now, why? Was one of the principals on the show, did they do a podcast? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I mean, I don't know. You didn't tell me this. I don't know these things.
I don't think you care about half this stuff.
Classic example. Why would I not care about a show? Who watches in this trifecta? Who watches the franchise more than me?
Okay,
I have
that's
logged
fair.
More time with the franchise.
Yeah, but you weren't a partner then.
Who had a Urkeleshian or whatever on the show on the Edge? I did. I had watching the first incarnation. They're rebooting the Real Housewives.
No, this is actually the fourth season. The first one was completely wiped. They rebooted. This is the fourth season.
Do they still have the
new
lady and the guy that walked into the White House at the party?
No, those guys are gone.
Darn. That's gone. She was a spark plug back in the day. Nobody remembers your name, though. That's
so
Rob Ford.
You will see Rob Ford
on
this season's Real Housewives. And by the way, and my wife, Shannon Katie, on this season of...
Any speaking,
do
you think?
Oh, they're talking and they're staging a lot of this, like... You know, this is how the shot's going to look. You're going to be in that editing bay. They record a full show in there. It is remarkable. And I guess the production powers that blew me away when they walk in and they take over a building and light the whole place up. Like it already has studio lights,
right?
But with more lights.
What is that? Can you name the ladies that were involved? I mean, did they do a podcast? Is that how did how were the Real Housewives of DC in Podcast Village?
So they had a... If I'm not mistaken, one of the, it might have been Monique Samuels, who has her own podcast, came here as a guest for another podcast and then called her executive producer for The Real Housewives of DC and said,
Don't we have a clip of Monique Samuels?
We do. Actually, we do.
I don't think that's appropriate. Now we're dealing with real business.
Calm your ass down. Jesus Christ. I'm a shocked guy.
This is the perfect location. You want to have this conversation and fight me about it?
No.
It's not fair to me.
I wish you weren't a businessman. I wish you were a jock.
If I was just a jock, we wouldn't be here.
And then I got the board up over here. Yeah, sometimes it's tough to do a show from here. Maybe I should fly back and be in there.
We've asked you to do that.
Please.
No, shut up. All right. No, but don't. Just sometimes when you're in here, pal, you put your entertaining hat on, okay? Not your businessman. That was a joke. It is a joke. I make a little joke. It was top of mind. And then you're like, no, that wouldn't be appropriate. That's not true. It wouldn't be. It's being funny. It's being funny.
Agreed. You know,
yes.
But this is about a separate business.
I know. Trust me. I hear about that every day. I know. Trust me.
I'll stop talking about it then. I completely understand.
Nobody told me that the Real Housewives of DC were coming in. So this is new to me when it gets thrust upon me and no one says a word to me. I don't know what's going on. So I'm on the fly trying to keep it light and make a little joke here. So don't give me crap, pal. I'm not giving you crap.
I would just like to tell you the story.
Tell me the story. Yes. I'm all ears. I'm curious about this.
Tell us the story of Rob Ford's television debut.
Yes.
Right. You know, God knows I don't need to be on national TV. I'll just sit there and go, help, life jacket. I don't need any exposure. I'm down here in Florida. I'm okay. Everything's great.
If we called you and said you fly up for featured on The Real Housewives of DC, would you have flown up?
Sure.
For a maybe.
Of course.
You would have.
Yes.
We ask you to fly up to do celebrity golf tournaments. You don't do them.
Is celebrity golf tournaments going to put me on national TV?
There's a ton of media coverage there.
No, they're not. No, I've done more. I've done more than you'll ever know.
Okay.
So that's that. That would be. So I just answered your question. Okay. Move on.
So next time they're in, I'll have you come in.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, Shannon, you mentioned
He's challenging me now. He's challenging me.
I know.
Because he wants to always put it back on other people. That you and I are just lazy piles of goo.
I
want to play
that.
Golf all day, even though I built all this.
Mm-hmm.
He wants me to be, you know, just a lazy to. If I asked you to come into, no, to be to have a TV opportunity. This is new.
Because
you
Mike, this
on
is.
Me. You can't expect me to react like calmly when you drop something on me, and I know absolutely nothing. Oh, by the way, my girlfriend, wife, fiance is going to be on a show.
Yes.
Rob Ford's going to be on a show.
Just you remember, know? He's the newest member of the Marvel Universe, the superhero Deflecto.
Deflecto. Deflecto.
I don't amazing know Deflecto. About this. Because I don't know if they're actually going to be on the program and how long that's going to be.
You never know what's going to happen and be
and then
left
I
in.
Make,
that's true.
And here's the thing that gets yes. me about you.
Yeah.
Then I want to make a little joke, and you're like, oh, no, we don't want to offend the people that are talking about shaving their you know their nether regions on. Have you ever watched the franchise of what these women do on television?
I'm not talking about the franchise. I'm talking about the client. That's what I'm talking about.
The client.
About. Yes.
The client. What? The client of who's the client?
Of our business.
And Andy Cohen?
Monique Samuels.
Monique Samuels.
Yes.
Okay. That's all right. Fine.
That's what I'm
Monique
talking
Samuels.
About.
All right. Yes. All right. Very good. Very good.
That's
Monique
all
Samuels.
I was saying. That's all I said.
But
not
I don't
like one
know these things.
Yeah, I'm leading you down that track, and you call me. You're basically yelling me about it.
I like to yell. It's fun. It makes me feel good. So, what was your story you were telling me about this that I just heard about?
I just said that there's a franchise you love, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
That we have a parallel now. That if we're lucky, we should be on at least one episode of the Real Housewives as they filmed three days here. And I do not have a final cut. I don't know what they're going to show. But if they do show something, it would be fantastic.
What is, who is Monique Samuels?
She is Chris Samuels from the Washington Redskins.
The lineman for the Washington Redskins back in the day.
Yes, she is his wife. And
fabulously wealthy based on her being married to a incredibly successful NFL player.
Yes.
And when you were mentioning who's going to be on the show, you mentioned Rob Ford and Shannon Katie. Does she use her maiden name on screen?
I don't know. You know why I don't know?
Why?
I was just here to make sure nothing got effed up.
I see.
And then walked out when the filming started.
I see.
And what did they swear you to secrecy?
Yes, I had to sign a release that I couldn't talk about it until the season went to air.
So, till the season started?
Yes. I even signed a release, and then I was asked to leave.
Yes.
So I wasn't even here, and I had to sign a release.
Why were you asked to leave?
Oscar thought it best.
He's wearing Birkenstocks. This doesn't scream.
Man, oh, man.
This doesn't scream, man. Hey.
All right.
This man's capable. We actually had Rob Ford dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rob Ford. All right, that's great. Well, that's
you should Rob look great in a lovely one piece.
Would you have felt better if it was me instead of Rob Ford?
No. You know what makes me feel better?
Yes.
What makes me feel better on a daily basis is more clients for TMOS.
Yes.
That's still what makes me happy. That's
Absolutely.
What makes me happy.
Absolutely.
And you know, I'm looking forward to celebrating that new line of Monique Samuels perfume that we'll be advertising on the show. Now you can start the effing show for Christ's sake.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm not good. Like, when I go to parties, I don't want serious discussions. I try to find somebody that's at my same level, and I'm good at it. I can, you know how they say guys have gaydar? They can see other gay people? I'm like that with guys at my same level of smartness. Like, I can see a guy in the corner and go, I can keep up with that motherfucker right there. And then I make a beeline for that character. And then we talk about Jughead comics for a couple of hours. Everything's fine. Sometimes people go, well, why do you even go to these parties if you don't like, you know, talking? Here's why I go to parties. There's only one reason why I go to parties and why I love parties. Because I love those little sandwiches where they're triangles and they cut the crusts off and then they're little equilateral triangles. And they put a little toothpick, and it has, like, golden cellophane. And you can only get them at parties. I've gone to restaurants. I go, yeah, they have sandwiches that are shaped like triangles. And they go, no, all our sandwiches are shaped like sandwiches. I go, ah,
it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from Fort Myers, Florida, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are heard all over. We're glad to have you with us from Letterkenny, Ireland to Steubenville, Ohio, from Solon, Iowa to Marshall, Missouri, from Hawthorne, California to Athens, Greece. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits, feeling better about yourself in every way. Noom is really a huge, huge service. And one of the greatest things about it, one of the things I love, is food tracking. My favorite part of Noom, it's got the biggest food database available. What's that, you may ask? Let me tell you. A food database is something where everything that you put in your cake hole, you track and you log, and it's easy to do with Noom. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. I love it. Carla loves it. Oscar loves it. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful service. They also give you people that can help you, a goal specialist in the Noom community. You're never alone. And it's wonderful. Check it out. You'll love Noom. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program you will ever need, and it's all right there for you at Noom. All right, let's dive right back in to the Yak Shack. We have the Yak Shack today.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
All right, and maybe tomorrow I'll find out about something I don't know. Anyway. I just feel so out of the loop down here. I truly do. Sometimes I just feel completely ignored. That's what I feel like. Everything's going on, and everything's exciting and new. And meanwhile, the cash cow is just down here going, chug-a-lug, 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 chug-a-lug.
Every effing day. The Real Housewives thing was a long time ago.
And Mike, but you know what? The facts of this, sometimes, you know, I just don't know. No one tells me what's going on. You know, it sucks. And do I want to come back to D.C. so it doesn't suck? No effing way. What happened?
We didn't do anything.
I just lost you.
Can you drop for a second? Are you back?
Can you see us now?
Yeah, I see you now. Yeah. Okay, see, I got your camera, your little logo, and then you came back on. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I said we love you in Florida, and we love you here as well.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm never coming back. Do you understand?
I have given up on that all the time.
All right.
Well, you can visit.
I only ask you about visiting now.
Yeah. A visit is so nice.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, I wonder every day. There's not a day of my life that goes by where I don't wonder what's going on. Sometimes I like to know what's going on.
At every turn here, have you not been part of the business venture or planning of what we have?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean as far as Podcast Village is concerned?
Yes.
No.
You've had paperwork from before we started.
But that's not every turn.
You don't want to be part of that.
You're asking if you're going
to
use.
Do you want to be part of the weekly? Do you want to be part of the weekly meetings that we have?
Well, I have no idea. Would that behoove would that benefit you and me?
It would benefit you.
Would it benefit me
from you responding this way every time we mention something that happens here? I would appreciate that. That would actually help me a lot.
That's a nice answer, isn't it, Rob? Isn't that a nice answer where it's just, that would you wouldn't bitch if I put you. You're not really needed. but Mike, you won't complain on the show. That's another build me up moment. You know, now I know how your brother feels sometimes when you're just kind of like saying that. You just said to me, what you just said to me was, you know, if I was involved in a meeting,
a weekly meeting,
the only benefit that it would have is that I wouldn't complain about not knowing stuff on the show. There wouldn't
be. You're projecting a little bit there because what he said was,
it sounds to me like I would offer no insight. And I probably could offer some insight.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I probably could.
Would be welcome to this.
No, I don't want to be welcome. I'm just saying, I'm just basically alerting you that I have if it was relevant and it was something where I could offer insights into marketing and insights into promotion.
We would love your mind.
Yes.
We would. Yeah. It happens on Mondays, 2 to 5, 3 hours. We need you for at least one of those hours.
Absolutely. I'll do it.
Okay, done deal.
Now, what time can you fly in?
He doesn't have to fly in.
That was just a joke.
He doesn't have to fly in.
I know. You can Skype it or do the phone, whole deal.
What's next?
Okay, so you're good with that. You're in.
Yeah.
Okay. This Monday's a holiday, so it'll probably be Tuesday afternoon.
There we go. Screwing it up again.
I don't want to work.
Is that the way you're running your business now at Podcast Village, where you don't want to have a meeting on a holiday? Too.
This is why this is crazy.
I'd like to think of it as our business.
It's our business. It is our business. Yeah. And I tell you, the holidays, there's no need. What? Because, yes, do we want to celebrate the memory of those that serve our country?
Observe,
absolutely. Yeah. But we can eke out at least 3 hours in the middle of the day.
Sure. If I'm being honest.
This coming Monday. Schedule it for this Monday.
There is a morning production, but not the entire team's going to be here. I will be here this Monday. But
all right.
Not the entire team. For our broadcast is what I would say.
Well, then we'll have the meeting from 2 to 5, just you and me then. Or if you want to move it into the morning, I can do it. I'm totally flexible. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Okay,
Monday.
Let's do it at noon, and I will go over the roster of clients we have, and you will be fully engaged.
I look forward to it.
This is actually fantastic. This is going to make everyone's world much clearer.
What does that mean?
That means that we won't have,
this is going to make everyone's world much clearer. This is going to really be the leg up that this Podcast Village needs. With Mike O'Mara participating at a greater level.
The current attitude that you are putting on towards this participation doesn't scream, I want to help. It screams, I want to hurt.
Why would I want to hurt? I don't want to hurt. I don't want to hurt.
No one wants to hurt Mike until they hurt. I get it.
I don't. Why would you think I'd want to hurt? You don't seem enthusiastic to help.
You seem enthusiastic to hurt in one way or another.
In what way? I don't know yet. In what way do I want to
hurt? I think the truth might lie in the middle because I don't think he wants to hurt.
Of course you do.
But I think that there's also a telltale smirk that you're projecting.
No.
How can I add value? I can only do it at noon.
Oscar resents that I have a lot of free time down here.
I don't resent it, Mike. You've earned it. You are 20 years older than me. You have earned every ounce of your freedom, your fame. Your name is on the masthead of this place.
My freedom that I have. I just, Now, I would say if I was doing a marketing campaign for Podcast Village, and I was going through. Let's do a little playlet here.
Oh, good.
We'll do the Yak Shack in the next break.
We've been open for 16 months. I'm just letting you know.
Let me do it. Yes. No, just stop defending.
No,
don't
I'm just.
Defend
I want yet. You to bring that into.
I'm doing
your,
a playlet.
I'm helping you here.
I'm doing a playlet. This would have been me if I had say, how many months ago, been notified that. By the way, we've got the entire Bravo production of Real Housewives of DC coming into Podcast Village. And they say, all right, who do you want to get on camera? All right. Now, the first one would be easy. Shannon Zeballos. Absolutely. Yes.
Wonderful. She looks good on camera.
Beautiful. Absolutely good. Let's go through my next one. Who's next? Oh, Rob Ford. Absolutely. That wouldn't have been my first choice. That wouldn't have been my first. Look at him not laughing. Look at him not laughing. What has happened to you? We have fun. We make people laugh. Where is that gone?
I knew it was going to mean so much more to Rob Ford than it would to me. And he was breaking his back working here. So I said, hey, man, enjoy some screen time.
The camera they used was it a high def camera?
It was a 4K camera.
Now we need to play the music of the magnet. Now when he's not being a soulless monster like he is to you every day, he's wonderful to Rob. So first of all, you wouldn't have been my first choice either. Shannon, right up on the board, top of the list.
Yes.
As far as that is concerned.
But there are only three guys.
First of all, I know so little about this. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just having so much fun.
There are three guys that probably would have been capable to run like what was a 5-person production inside the studio.
How long is the podcast? Give it a promotion so people can check it out. What's the name of the podcast?
Let me get the proper name. Let me get the proper name.
All right. Is it okay that we promote it?
I'm sure they'd love it.
And by the way, I'd love to have Ms. Samuels come in and talk about her podcast. That would be great. And then talk about RHODC.
Yes.
How about that? I got
very
that
good.
Right.
I like
will make that happen.
Like
Mike.
The kids, okay. The kids love the initials when you talk like that. RHODC.
Absolutely.
RHOBH, and of course, you know, there's a RHO. Isn't there an Orange County one as well? OC.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Of
there's
course.
Orlando. There's Miami.
Herndon, I know
there's
has
Orange.
One.
Monique
there's Orange
Samuels Pot. No, Manassas. The
the Real Housewives of Manassas. That's a new show, Mike. It's the Real Good Housewives of Manassas.
Monique Samuels podcast. Which, by the way, Monique Samuels couldn't be sweeter. Her podcast,
I like the RHOD, Real Housewives of Deal.
Lots of beautiful,
Deal,
picturesque
Maryland.
Water scenes.
Yes, wonderful. Crab
that is,
eating.
That is not in high def. Mm-hmm.
Is Not for Lazy Moms. It's called Not for Lazy Moms.
Okay.
So her podcast.
Do you know, have you ever produced it? Do you know what the
Yeah, she
the
talks about how
is?
The what the balance and what it takes to actually get S done.
I love
as
that.
Being a mom. Probably Carla would enjoy it as well.
Would you be okay if she came on the show?
I would love it. That'd be fantastic.
All right.
It'd be fantastic.
See what happens? What if you had said that to me? How many months ago did you know this was going to happen?
Well, this is what I don't like doing. I don't like overpromising and not delivering. And we don't know.
Well, it wouldn't have been anything that mattered to me.
We don't know 100% if it's actually going to what the final cut's going to look
let
like.
Let me explain how that
Yeah, we just yeah. don't know. And, we don't know.
And by the way, and you don't do that. And that is a skill that I appreciate. And you know I do.
Yes.
You don't over. But this would not have fallen into that category. So I mean, just so you know, you're clear on that. It wouldn't have mattered to me whether they came or not. I would have been intrigued if we could have done something, but it would not have been. It's a big deal to podcast Philly.
Yes.
Not a big deal to the show. And I'm more
and
obviously
our contract
focused on the
states
show.
That there's no guarantee we will get screen time. I'm just doing the rough math.
So you don't know if Shannon and Rob will be on the cutting room floor or because they usually focus on the primary
people.
Players.
They'll need cutaway shots.
Like, so let me, if you worry about me being disappointed. I'm the guy that can't even book a C-level actor from a fast food commercial on this show. Treg has been. Rob wasn't able to pull
Perkins.
Treg
Perkins shut it down.
Because Perkins said no, which by the way has never ever been said. I've never heard.
That's true. Well,
that's not. Yeah, Perkins doesn't want free publicity. And you expect me? I live in a sea. Of not getting guest disappointment.
Okay, well that...
That's my life every
this
single
This is more
day.
Of...
Mike, this is not going to Spots Music. This was the music from the commercial.
They don't get any more promotion until he comes on the show.
Okay, kill the music.
Kill the music.
Done deal.
All right, so no.
I will call Monique and I will ask what her schedule looks like for the next 3 weeks and we'll have her on the program.
Yeah, well, we'll have her on the program once we double check the ratings for Real Housewives of D.C. You know. I'd much rather get Kim Richards.
Maybe Monique has.
You guys are breaking up. Can you hear me? Okay?
Yeah,
you're
fine. Perfectly. Yeah. Maybe Monique has Kim's number.
Yeah, they could be buddies.
Nah, I doubt it. I don't think they cross-pollinate that much.
No?
I really don't. I don't know. And I'd love to get Andy Cohen on. And I'd love to get Denise Richards on.
I bet
on,
you Monique has Andy Cohen's number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we know any of the other, have you logged any time with the Real Housewives of D.C.?
Mike, I have not. That is not my go-to.
But the season
television.
Has just started.
The new season has just
right,
started.
Right. So it's time to get in on the ground floor.
Yes.
Right.
Rob, I know you're a regular watcher.
I love reality television.
I can't see you. We'll take a real break here.
Okay.
We'll come right back.
Now it's Memorial Day, and that means heading to the beach, opening up the pool, eating burgers and hot dogs, and drinking endless cocktails. So why don't you add something really special, like buying a subscription to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's an extra uncensored hour of summertime fun. Download the TMOS app now, won't you? Let's head back to the grill master himself, Mike, I loved Brian Roast Chicken O'Mara.
Prolific. He's prolific.
He is. Like a Picasso.
We'll chat. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We have a letter.
Oh,
hi,
good.
Rob, Oscar, and Mike, a longtime listener. I wanted you to know that when my girlfriend was looking to refinance her student loans for her daughter, I asked her to try Cornerstone. They've been a huge help, and after this week, she should have a loan in place to reduce her monthly payments to a manageable level. Thank you for bringing the funny, but also providing us with great sponsors. That's from Harvey Hortman, and thank you very much, Harvey. We appreciate that. He's talking about Cornerstone First Financial. With tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, one bit of news that's been on the down low is the dramatic drop in mortgage interest rates. As investors flock to the security of Treasury bonds, interest rates have been driven lower and lower, which benefits you big time. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market is still on your side. And the people to act with, Cornerstone First Financial. They're guaranteeing to meet or beat any competitor. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvements, or take cash out for any reason. And we love these people. They're good folks. Cornerstone, licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website or visit them. Go right down to the bottom of the floor
visit
here.
Visit them.
Huh?
Just visit.
Or call them, 866-625-1221. 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Let's open up the Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen. Got an interesting, eclectic number of yaks this week.
Eclectic can sometimes be high praise.
Yeah, well,
and sometimes eclectic can be just sort of a cover your ass word. Where are we today?
It's all over the place. There seems to be a theme with the Game of Thrones stuff. That seems what people want to talk about. Let's see. Our first yak is simply entitled More Nuke Fun. Let's listen, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Al calling near Concord, Massachusetts. Today's yak reminded me of another nuclear disaster. It's called Windscale, Britain's biggest nuclear disaster. They kept it a secret.
Windscale?
At the end of it, they just took it apart and buried it with dirt.
That's the best call we got on the Yak Shack this week.
Well, that is a really good one.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
He seems to take a lot of joy in discussing a nuclear disaster.
Well, I know that you and Pony watched Chernobyl last night, so
yes.
You've logged a little time with this, and I don't know. I wish he'd given us more information. You know, we asked for brevity on the Yak Shack, but go ahead and give us more. You know, that's interesting. Windscale?
You know,
that's the name
cut
of
you
it?
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Absolutely.
But I did, Mike, I do appreciate the recommendation. I was surprised this showed Chernobyl. There's no laugh track. But
no
it's
laugh
still,
track at
it's,
all.
It's still a great show.
But okay. It's got that great Swedish actor who I like. The guy that's just like, hey, I'm the Russian guy.
I had on it is that they're going to get an Emmy Award for the best 1970s glasses. All the glasses are so great that the people wear. And also, I didn't know everyone in Chernobyl spoke with British accents. Fascinating.
Yeah, they're all British actors. Yeah. They really are.
Do you feel like, I actually read a little bit more about how they build nuclear reactors now and why they're safer and they don't build them the way they did in Chernobyl
because
of this disaster. But it still doesn't seem as safe.
No, the power itself doesn't seem that safe.
Yes.
And I'm waiting to get to the end. I want to get some statistics because I'm dying to know how many people bought the farm with that.
The 737 MAX can't fly it. How the hell do we have nuclear power?
A little strange.
Yeah.
A little strange. And, if you're a real phobic flyer, Oscar, also when you're making your flight plans, you're looking whether it's any kind of 737 now.
Sure.
Because that's how phobic you are, you know. But I like the Embraer 190. Like that little Brazilian plane. Zips up, zips back down. Thank you very much. But by the way, making my travel arrangements to get to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
And, it's absolutely it's a dreamy flight scenario. It really is. There's nothing like going from Philadelphia to Houston to Las Vegas. It's just
Well, you know what's great? I really applaud the whole airline industry. It's gotten so much better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Southwest Florida.
Yeah,
I mean, I know we're not super crazy busy down here, but come on.
Have you even looked at a train?
It looks like I'll be going once again through George Herbert Walker Bush International Airport. It's the only way. Just like I did last year, spent 3 days looking and finally settled on International George Herbert Walker. Great food in Houston.
And so, there's a newsstand there that has a wonderful selection of
BW3s.
Candy. Go and make sure you hit that.
Get wings. Bring them on the plane.
Yeah.
I just love to do it. Let that not have to. Hey, it'll be fine if I want to drive across to Miami and fly Spirit. Let's moving right along. This next call on the Yak Shack is an Oscar fan. Let's listen.
Hi, guys. It's Shannon from Maryland.
Hey.
I think we need to hear the story of Oscar falling down the hill and ending up in Tomo's house. Thank you.
Is that a big old Duke story?
No, I mentioned it briefly.
You teased it.
I teased it. After Katie's wedding party, we got back to Todd's house and we said we have to walk the dogs because Santos and his dog Bear were at his house.
Right.
And it was raining and we go to this little alcove in his townhouse complex and It, I would say it's no more of a 10-foot drop, but a hill of sorts. And I have sneakers on, and he's wearing boots, and I'm like, all right, man. Wah! Like fall down the hill out? In a full suit jacket and dress, taken out.
Was the dog attached to you?
The dog, luckily at that point, had been released.
I see.
So, both. If you know the scene from the original Home Alone,
yeah.
When they walk up to the stoop and then legs go up,
yeah.
And you fall on your back. That's what happened to me. And the dogs, they were so concerned, both of them, that something bad had happened to Tio Oscar, is that they ran over and just stared at me, and they're like, oh, you want to play? And they got me even more muddier.
That's how dogs
do. So that's both your dog, Santos,
and Bear.
And Todd's dog, Rush. Bear.
Had there been nightfall, was it dark?
It was dark.
At any point, did you see one of my favorite images, and I've seen it before, your own feet silhouetted against the moon?
Yes.
Make sure you have Todd keep that dog on a leash, because I heard his neighbors are tired of him yelling out the door, you know.
Hannity! Hannity!
His dog Hannity?
The worst part was this. I said, Todd, do you have any sweatpants from when you were in middle school that I could wear? Because he's so tall. Otherwise, I'm swimming in him, right?
I'm glad you specified that, because otherwise it sounded pretty kinky.
He came down with, he's like, man, these will do. I'm walking around with what I feel like is a parachute in his house for the next 3 hours with a family. I guess Marissa's brother came in town, so he's seen a grown man walk around in another man's sweatpants that don't fit and a T-shirt, because everything is just soiled.
The password. The password of this story is alcohol is a demon.
Yes.
Alcohol is a demon. We got to take it. Are we coming up on our break? Let me play one more.
We can play one more and then we can break.
One more yak. This is entitled Lady Sports Fan.
Hi, gentlemen. This is Rachel from Phoenix, Arizona. And I was just calling to say that the NBA draft lottery is total bullshit. The Suns should have gotten the number one pick and gotten Zion Williamson. Anyway, thanks. Have a good one.
You know, those are two fetching sounding women that have called in on the
yak. A lot of people say that, Mike, about the lottery.
I am not a huge NBA fan, but I found there are a lot of dives that I do on YouTube. There is a clip from the TNT, I think, is it Inside the NBA on TNT? Charles Barkley, everyone should, you can't create a Charles Barkley overnight. You can't produce a guy like that. I am such a massive fan of Shaq and Charles Barkley on that show, and they assembled the clips of Charles Barkley talking to Shaq on this show that is it's such fabulous. If every sports analysis show had that element, and they don't.
No, you can't.
And really, I think most Americans, who knows? Maybe about the NFL, there's so much sports betting that goes on with the NFL that they want serious analysis. But if you could inject more levity, a la, what Chad Dukes does on The Fan, with some fun where you diverge from that and
back
you get that brutal honesty that I love.
Back in the old day, John Madden, he invented it,
Barkley is the gold standard for it. When he is dissing people, there's a thing where they're doing a cross promo with Kevin Garnett. And Kevin Garnett and Charles comes on and goes, hey, Kevin, do you think you give us an answer that's not 30 minutes long? We got commercials to play. And I am just unhinging my jaw. It is absolutely fantastic. So I don't know anything about the draft, but I will tell you, if you want comedy, I'm not even a basketball fan.
Right.
And I love watching Sir Charles. He is he's spectacular.
The Pelicans, the Pelicans got the first pick.
Yes.
The Pelicans. There you go. That's all I need to know. The Pelicans from San Jose.
New Orleans.
Lead story there.
Of course. That's what I said. New Orleans, Louisiana. We'll take a break.
The lead story, Mike, is that there's a team called the Pelicans. Who knew?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's the coach is the big jowl with the fishing. We'll take a break. I have real ones right out here, okay? They monopolized the waterfront this year. Big brown pelicans looking for bass. We'll take a break. Come back with more yaks right after this.
Alexa, who are the interns on the Mike O'Mara Show?
I don't understand what you mean by interns.
You know, the people behind the scenes.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, the ones who write all the promos, the people who do all the real work.
Did you mean to search for Matt Pony Boy Bloom?
What? No, he's not an intern.
Now searching for Pony Boy Bloom on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, cancel. Search People Who Work Hard on TMOS.
Now searching for Maddie Masiello.
No!
Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you today and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today is 22 May 2019. It is the 37th birthday of American short track speed skater Apollo Ono.
Well,
the 49th birthday of British model Naomi Campbell.
Yes.
You don't want to clap for that one? I didn't know whether you did or not. You wrote it.
That's right.
The 77th birthday of former mathematics professor and domestic terrorist Ted Kaczynski.
No applause.
Thank you. And what do they all have in common?
What?
None of them subscribe to the TMOS bonus show, which is a shame. So today, for one day only, is a birthday surprise. If Apollo, Naomi, or Ted contact us. I swear to God, you're dropping acid at night. If Apollo, Naomi, or Ted contact us, we will give them a free one-year subscription to the bonus. No lie, that is a fact. And what about you? Well, you don't need to have a birthday to get the TMOS bonus show. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. Think of it as a sixth episode of TMOS every week. Or think of it, colon, a sixth episode of TMOS. You don't have to think of it as a sixth episode. It is.
I'm painting a picture.
Why don't you just pre-read the copy?
Painting a picture.
Why don't you just pre-read the copy?
I sometimes...
Just pre-read the copy.
Well, sometimes I think... No!
Pre-read it.
Think of it. A sixth episode of TMOS every week, and it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. Plus, you'll get access to all the bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So, happy birthday, Apollo, Naomi, and Teddy. We hope to hear from you soon. And as for you, buy our thing. It's the best. Peace out. Thank you. All right, we move on.
They can contact us by phone, email, or stop by Podcast Village to claim
the
prize.
Please do.
No letters.
This next call says, show imitates life. Here's the nice thing about my failing brain is when I work on these, usually Tuesday of the day before, I forget what I wrote and why I wrote it, but it says show imitates life. So let's see what I meant by that.
Hey, guys, this is Alex from Forest Hill, Maryland. And I wanted to put a public service announcement out for all of our listeners that I was walking my dog this morning and I was listening to the show and I came back in and my kids were eating breakfast and I was muttering to myself, none of you bitches got these exclusive Swiss of Sweet Oats. And my son looks at me and goes, what did you just call us? And I said, oh my goodness, TMOS is infecting my brain so much that I can't even escape it. So, love you guys. Great show. And the Cardi B thing is hilarious.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. All right. This says Game of Thrones. For my money on the Yak Shack this week, way too much heat being dropped on people for Game of Thrones. Let's listen to this.
Morning, guys. This is Kevin from Portland, Oregon. It's Monday right after the Game of Thrones finale. And there's one piece of information I wanted to pass on to you guys. George R. R. Martin wrote the Game of Thrones books actually hasn't completed the books yet.
Right.
He stopped writing them back in like 2010 and hasn't put one out in the last 9 years.
Okay.
And the books have only gotten to the point where Jon Snow gets stabbed in like season 4. From that point on, the show is actually taking its own course and George R. R. Martin is saying the books are going to take its own course. So I think you guys are dead on with that ending that I wouldn't be surprised if that is actually the way that the books end.
Thank you.
With Jon Snow being survived, being blown away by the dragons and carried off at that point.
Okay.
Have a good one, guys.
Off to Wingo's.
All right. How many people told you that George R.R. Martin did not finish the... I don't hear it. It goes in one ear and out the other.
I'm fine with it.
I just love seeing him on TV because he's a handsome man and a fun guy.
And we didn't get enough credit for the ending. We didn't get nearly enough credit. No. I mean,
they were mad. They were mad at us.
Entertainment Weekly should be calling us and say, hey, what'd you guys? You guys want to write for us? Yeah, we'll do that. Right.
In a way, that call was praising you, although he did it in a very offhanded way I didn't care for. He was saying that you're probably right.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
Now, next call says, my biggest fan. So this has got to be great, I'm sure.
Take two. Scott Warner, Spokane, Washington. I wasn't busting your balls on the D from Wheel of Fortune. That was funny. Hey. Do you remember the commercials from... the 1970s, the Life commercials. Mikey will eat anything. All right. Just had to throw that in there.
Mikey will eat anything.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. He called like 11 other times on the Yak Shack this week. So,
straight
you know, dude, we're going to get to it. Now, our friend Dirk
Yes, Dirk Vastrick.
Dirk is known to spend some time late at night.
Stevie.
And as we all know, some gentlemen like to call at different hours. So yes. I'm not sure when Dirk called, but let's listen to our good friend who identifies himself as Dirk Vastrick. Let's give him a listen.
Hey, everybody. It's Dirk. I'm calling from Oregon, Illinois. Oh. On my way out here on the flight, I saw the newest version of A Star Is Born. At the end of it, I thought Bobby had a great piece to say. Jack talked about how music is essentially 12 notes between any octave. 12 notes, and the octave repeats. It's the same story, told over and over forever. All any artist can offer the world is how they see those 12 notes. That's it.
Double whiskey for every note.
The man's retired. Yeah, good for him.
You know, that's the first we've been doing the
Yak Shack. Man is retired. Yeah. Very good. Nice comment. Yeah. I like that.
That's we've been true. Doing the Yak Shack for quite some time now, and we've heard a lot of offerings from the Yak Shack. That's the first one that's made me truly sad.
Yeah. It's a sad. Well, it's a sad part of the movie.
It is a sad part of the movie.
12 octaves.
Yeah, 12 octaves.
Keep them calm. Keep them coming, Dirk.
And it repeats.
Would you like to hear a call from a stoner?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Stoner call.
Hey, Mike. Rob. Oscar. Hey, this is Steven calling from Pflugerville, Texas. Calling from the closet. Don't want my wife to know, but I'm in here calling for a shout out for all your older stoners out there.
Love it.
I say we all get ripped. She doesn't like it when I smoke. She says it takes forever for me to bust a nut when I do.
Whoa! Oh, dear.
Guess that's her problem.
Thanks for the call, sir. We appreciate that.
His wife is going to be surprised when he comes out of the closet.
Wow. Dan Cortez, big, longtime fan of the show. I think this is a palate cleanser. Let's look.
GMOS, Dan Cortez from Salt Lake City, Utah here. Hey, I just want to thank you all and give you a couple of questions and comments. First, I want to thank you for the recommendation for The Perfect Bit on Netflix. It's a must-see for any game show enthusiast. So, Those of you out there in O'Mara Nation, give that a watch. Second question. Mr. Bob Barker is 95 years old. Question to the gallery, including the interns. Does Bob Barker live out this year, or does Rob curse him? Third, more of a comment.
Wow.
It's just a shame that one more Barker's Beauty couldn't have been on The Price is Right before he retired. Yes, I'm talking about our very own Jennifer Wisniewski. Could you imagine her helping Bob out on Plinko? Gotta go. Love the show.
It's a nice fan of the show. I appreciate that. We've got time for two more, and then we only got to half of them today. This next call comes from a movie nerd. Let's listen.
Where am I calling from? Well, as my mom used to say, none of your beeswax. Actually, I wish I could do the voice, but I can't. I'm calling from the subterranean level of the edifice on campus that is dedicated to the systematic enterprise of building and organizing knowledge in the form of testimonial explanations and predictions about the universe. Anyway, for the man whose monogram PJ say Oz, he made a terrific blunder during the last week's bonus show.
Oh, here we go.
He may know a lot about Transformers, but he doesn't know a lot about Ant-Man. The character played by Paul Rudd is not Michael Douglas's son, as everyone in the basement of the science building knows. He is the father of the Wasp. Anyway, guys, great job. Sorry. Big fan. Keep up the good work.
My bad.
Thanks.
We're showered with corrections every week. Keep them coming. I'm perfectly happy with that. I'm perfectly happy.
That is a mistake I can live with.
Very good.
And it will be mentioned when we publish our weekly list of retractions in the New York Times this Friday.
And your own stat boy.
Yeah.
The next one simply says Wisconsin Fatty. I have no idea what's going on, but this is our final call in the Yak Shack this week.
Hi, Mike. This is Jason calling from Sauk City, Wisconsin.
Hey, Fatty.
Home of the original Culver's.
Oh.
And I just wanted to let you know about the secret menu of Culver's. Did you know that if you go there and you ask for family-sized cheese curds and family-sized chicken tenders. They will give it to you. It's more of what you love. Also, have you ever sucked the jelly filling out of a donut and replaced it with swirl chocolate ice cream?
Does he mean, oh, that's the extra. Does he mean that if you order a family-sized tenders and a family-sized cheese, they give it to you for free? Is that what he means?
No, I think it's a larger portion.
They'll indulge you with a larger portion.
Yeah.
Oh. You'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, you pay for it.
You pay for it in the end, obviously. Yeah.
All right. Ultimately. Carla, turn the car off. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll have more. We didn't get to the confident idiot that I was really looking forward to getting to. Maybe we'll play some of those tomorrow. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks, everybody.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Rates with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the abortion ban in Alabama. What does it mean for reproductive rights? Plus, how dangerous is the standoff with Iran? And that Democratic field, it just keeps getting bigger. We're going to help you think about it all this week.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Thank you, Chris. Keep singing. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Better if he sings or dances in your call.
Oh, singing all day. Sing all day. Do not dance in front of me on that camera when I'm looking at your ceiling. You know, Oscar, he does Political Persuasion standing up.
Yeah, so
he
to look. Loves to stand.
The camera is, he likes to stand. I want him to be comfortable. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Liquid IV every ball day. Let me tell you something. Liquid IV is the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. I love it. Now that spring is here and you'll be outside all the time, you need Liquid IV more than ever. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. Got all those great vitamins in it. It's the fastest growing wellness brand. The fastest growing. You can find it everywhere. Costco's got it, and you can get it through our website. It's non-GMO. It's vegan. It's free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and it can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's Liquid IV. What the hell was that?
I just did a line of cocaine. Sorry.
A quick bump, as he always does right before the news.
Jesus, that was so loud. It said a quack. liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today. And we thank all the good folks. I got it in my closet. I love great. Liquid IV.
News.
Boo. In his new book, Moby claims he had a brief romantic fling with Natalie Portman when she was 20.
Whoa!
Wow.
That would be 17 years ago when Moby was 36 or so.
At the top of his game, though.
Yeah.
He says, quote, looking. He says, I was a bald binge drinker and Natalie Portman was a beautiful movie star. But here she was in my dressing room flirting with me. But their relationship ended when she called to tell him she'd met someone else. And he says he was, quote, relieved that I'd never have to tell her how damaged I was. Well, Natalie's version of the story is a little bit different. She says, quote, he said I was 20. I definitely wasn't. I was a teenager.
Oh.
I had just turned 18. She adds, quote, we only hung out a handful of times before I realized that this was an older man who was interested in me in a way that felt inappropriate. Even at the time, I realized he was a much older man being creepy with me.
I wonder what it's like to be a bald binge drinker.
They dated. If they dated...
I don't know.
How's someone being creepy?
I don't know. It sounds to me like they've got two views of the same incident, and one of them is probably a little closer to real life. I'm just saying.
She also says she's very disturbed that he used the story to sell books. So that's Natalie Portman's
you know
version
what? No one likes kissing and telling.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
didn't
it.
Like that at all. Yeah, and
she would rather not be published. I imagine she's like,
I suppose. Right. But she was 18, he was 36, and I guess he was a binge drinker. Might be an interesting book.
Yeah,
who knows? Justin Bieber is releasing an all natural plant based deodorant called Here Plus Now.
Stop clapping, Maddie.
It'll be vegan and cruelty free. Supposedly, Justin's wife Haley has influenced him to switch to more natural products. And it's not just good for the environment, it's good for you.
Yay, I like that. Thank you, Justin Bieber.
That's partly what the name represents. The company that's developing it with Justin says, quote, "It's more than just a deodorant. It's a lifestyle and a connection to those around you. It's about the small but intentional choices we make every day that help us to lead happier and healthier lives, mentally and physically."
I can't wait to buy it. Sounds great.
Sounds great.
Sell records, man.
Yeah.
Make records, man.
Thank you. You know what? I'm not going to mock this product from a celebrity. Cher has a new fragrance on the way. Now, you may ask, is it a perfume or a cologne? Well, I can't really say. I can't really say because it's genderless.
What?
It's called Eau de Couture by Cher. She says, quote, "This is a genderless scent. I made it for the people who love perfume and want to smell good for the people who feel that it's part of who they are. This is genderless. I made it because I really want to smell good."
Will she sell it to anyone who comes and lays their money down?
And every now and then men will come around and put their perfume down. This is Cher's first fragrance since her uninhibited perfume was discontinued in 1987. It's been 4 years in the making. She says, quote, "Because it's a labor of love, and I'm especially happy to announce it's the day after my birthday." Cher. Yes, siree.
I love the fact that she still looks as good as she does without any surgery.
She's wonderful.
Really?
I would go with the Cher fragrance over the Bieber deodorant, though. Absolutely. I'd try genderless. I'd love genderless.
I think that'd be nice.
I like chicky kind of men's colognes. But yes. I've been accused of that by my wife, who just continues to accuse me of being unmanly.
Well,
thank you, Carl. I
think you're fine.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, a guy was renting a house in Miami, Florida over the weekend.
Miami, where is that?
That's right down at the tip of the state, right before Key West, on your way to Key West.
Down the Tamiami Trail.
I can almost picture it.
The end of the, on the Miami end of the Tamiami Trail.
Miami.
It's the second fart noise I've made with my mouth. A guy was renting a house in Miami, Florida over the weekend. He looked over at the pool, and he saw there was an alligator in it.
Look out!
But here's why this made the news. The alligator was sitting on top of an inflatable alligator pool raft. Yeah, me too. A wildlife management company came out and got the gator out of the pool. The gator said, "I'm just warming up, bro." Yes, I was quoting the gator. Thank you very much. A new survey asked 2,000 parents what the ideal age for their kids to start preparing for their future career is. Let me say that again.
Right.
A new survey asked 2,000 parents what the ideal age is for their kids to start preparing for their future career. And the average answer was 5.5 years old.
That's nonsense.
Wow. That seems silly. 56% of parents in the survey said they already have a career in mind for their kid. And 75% hope they end up in one of five fields: science, technology, engineering, the arts, or mathematics. STEM.
Yeah, precisely.
The career we're grooming Michael for: concert pianist, master's champion. There it is. That's we're starting him now.
He'll actually move a piano into Butler Cabin.
Yes. Yeah.
Be nice.
Absolutely. And now, hi, I'm Jim Nance. I'm 80-year-old Jim Nance, and here with me is Masters champion Michael O'Mara, who will be presented the green jacket and then perform New York State of Mind by Billy Joel to sing for you. Michael, what a great day it was. I'd like to thank my dad in particular, who's no longer with us.
Oh, no.
Who died 23 years ago, but we're so very, very happy. That's
23 years ago.
I think.
Wow.
Look, if you're talking about preparing kids by getting them interested in the right education, that's fine. And as I said, he goes to the new Florida public school system, which, by the way, the logo is...
How do you say that in Latin?
Thank
you.
If there is a change early on, you'll know that I was not completely satisfied.
I see.
We'll see what happens. But it's off to public school. And if you can hang around kids like his pal Donnie, I'm a happy camper.
Excellent.
That's all there is to it. And now a little something something. And Oscar, remember at the very beginning of the show, you kind of warned me to, you know, this might be another case of that. Okay. I don't know. I'm a 60-year-old shock jock. Okay?
That's right.
I'm a 59-year-old shock
You're
jock.
You're not 60 right? yet. It is almost birthday season, though.
I just want to say this.
Right
before
around
the end of this story.
Yeah.
Before the end of this. And I know I don't like to qualify. In this day and age, you got to qualify. But this is why comedians don't do college campuses anymore. I'm sorry I'm in the same boat. This is silly fun. I don't mean this as anything derogatory. I'm not. I'm just trying to have a little fun. I couldn't think of anything funnier to do, but I have to do it. I have to. It's part of me. It's got to come out.
Got it.
There. Qualifying over.
Oh, yeah.
A 44-year-old guy named Tan Han Nan in Hunan, southern China, recently went out drinking, and he put down so much that he passed out drunk.
Oh.
When he woke up the next morning, he found his penis was missing.
Mm.
That's right. He was so drunk, he didn't notice that someone chopped it off.
Mm.
Oh. There was some good news for him, though. Whoever did it left Tan's package right next to him.
Oh, good.
So he rushed himself and his junk to the hospital, and after a 7-hour surgery, doctors were able to reattach it and get it working again. That's great news.
That is.
That's wonderful. Tan says he has no idea who chopped off his thing or why they did it. They do have a list of suspects, though.
They have a list of suspects, Mike?
Yes.
Well, do you happen to have a copy of the list?
I have three main suspects. I guess they've done this type of thing before.
The three suspects
they are looking for are Kang Not P, Hu Tuck Jung, and Oh My God. Sorry. I'm terribly sorry. See, it wasn't that bad. That's old-fashioned
humor. It could have been worse.
That's it.
Who
Flung Poo? Remember that when we were a kid?
That was terrific.
S on the Wall by Who Flung Poo. Anyway, it wasn't even that funny now that I read it. We'll take a break.
It was pretty funny.
We'll come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. By the way, you guys look crystal clear right now.
Oh, good.
It's awesome. We'll be right back.
What's your name? You. That's my name. You know why, mister? You drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. And your name is You're Wanting. You can't play in the TMOS game. You can't call them. Then go home and tell your spouse your troubles. Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to call on the phone that is mobile. ABC. A always B B C calling the Yak Shack. Always be calling the Yak Shack. A I D A. Add interest drunk asshats. Add. Do you have something to add? Interest. Are you interesting? I know you are because it's yak or walk. You call or you hit the bricks. Drunk. Have you had a few drinks tonight? And asshats. That's kind of self-explanatory. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You, that's my name.
I like that he puts that one in the end there.
Love it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Okay, let's get your calendar out. Let's update it, okay? Good. 162 days until Halloween. Check. 217 days until Christmas. Check. And 177 days until the TMOS Live 10th Anniversary Spectacular. You better hurry. This year is going to be unbelievable because we've added a second show on November 16th. So if you missed out on the first sold-out show, this is your big chance. And if you want to see both shows even better, the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular is so big, we need 9 minutes to do. Twice as nice. Two entirely different. It's entirely different. So, if you missed out on the first sold-out show, this is your big chance. And if you want to see both shows even better, the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular is so big, we need two nights to do it. Twice is nice. Two entirely different shows, two different nights at the Zappos corporate headquarters in downtown Las Vegas. Tickets are on sale now at MikeO'MearaShow.com, but only while they last. Get yours today because the event that will change your life is closer than you think. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I saw it all over Facebook, but I was also riddled with personal messages reacting to your son's new hit single, Señor Don Gato. And actually, someone sent me
a professional recording of it, which I found really cool. Although I still prefer your son's because he does better with the meow, meow, meow. But check it out. This guy is named Mark Lewis.
Oh, Señor Don Gato was a cat on a high red roof. Don Gato sat. He was there to read a letter, meow, 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 where the reading light was better, meow, meow, meow.
Okay, now really, you know I'm just asking.
Can I stop you for a second
please
there?
Please play the original for me.
Carlos in live when he was when I played that on the show the other day, Carlos said he was phoning it in. Carlos says that he was doing it in his kind of disinterested way where he said he can kill it. He also said he can rap it.
What?
That he's done that. Well, Carlos spends more car time with him than I do. But anyway, it's I'm not trying to. I'm being that parent. I'm being that stage parent. But
that's okay.
He did it, but I loved it. I just love anything he does.
I love it too.
That's me.
Anyway, so yeah, we look forward to it. And I imagine there will be a video capture of the graduation so we can see the real deal, right?
This will be, here I am again, criticizing myself, but I will be the parent that gets there. Like, I'm getting a front row seat.
Of course.
I've tried. There's been so much rehearsing. I was in the back row last time. And by the way, their utility room at this little Montessori school is, you know, the size of my closet. And so, you know, we're in there and they jam all these parents in.
Get early,
you know,
yes.
And I'm going to be up there. I want to be up front. I don't know if I'm going to let somebody else record it. I just want to watch my kid. That's what
okay.
I want to do.
Cool. Cool. All right. Ben Carson. He is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, as you know. Mm-hmm. And are you familiar with the phrase real estate owned? Do you know what that means?
No.
That's like when a house reverts back to a bank because of foreclosure. That house is real estate owned. It's called REO. And the man who runs all of housing and all of urban development was asked about this yesterday.
As you look it up, I'd also like you to get back to me, if you don't mind, to explain the disparity in REO rates. Do you know what an REO is?
An Oreo?
R? No, not an Oreo. An R-E-O. R-E-O.
Real estate?
What's the O stand for?
E-organization.
Owned. Real estate owned. That's what happens when a property goes to foreclosure. We
Can you pause it for
REO.
A second?
That's the name. That's the end of it. Sorry.
When did Dahlia get the gig working at... at HUD.
Well, Dahlia was on Congress. Yeah, she was.
Seriously, play it again. That's Dahlia interviewing.
Right.
That's
as you look Dahlia. It up, I'd also like you to.
Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't pick up on
you guys
that.
Didn't
the first
pick
time
up on that.
That's great. That's so true.
As you look it up, I'd also like you to get back to me, if you don't mind, to explain the disparity in REO rates. Do you know what an REO is?
An Oreo.
I don't know what upsets me more is the fact that he doesn't know or the fact that he tries to BS through it. And guess what it is? Because those are both really bad things to happen when you run all of housing.
Yeah, I mean, he's a surgeon, right? I mean, he knows how to like perform neurosurgery, so he's good at that.
He can remove a tail if needed, but you know, that's
he
good.
He can remove a tail.
A tail.
And speaking of tails, Celine Dion did Carpool Karaoke. I'm no fan of James Corden, but
I know you got a little angry on social media about that.
But I do like Celine Dion, and I like that she did this. She has, what I like about her is she's got such an amazing talent, but she has a sense of humor about it.
Okay.
And so this is what she did.
I feel like there's no song on earth that you couldn't make dramatic.
I can make something funny dramatic.
Like, do you know this song, Baby Shark?
Where's Baby Shark?
It's a very popular kid song. It's difficult to pick up. Do you think you'd be able to make Baby Shark dramatic?
Yeah. Okay. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark.
I thought we were going to get a chest bump there.
Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo doo.
I love it. I think that's great. So there, now you've heard that. You don't have to watch the James Corden show. You can thank me later. We talked reality TV at the front of the show. Oscar, are you excited? This is a show I've never watched a minute of, but they're bringing back, after about 10 years, MTV is bringing back The Hills.
Oh, yes. I know all about this.
All right, please offer.
Okay. The Hills for you out there is a spinoff from Laguna Beach. Laguna Beach was an MTV go-to when MTV actually had some, not just videos, but actual shows.
Uh-huh.
And the Laguna Beach cast has been reunited to come back and have essentially an updated show.
Wow. And so anyway, here's the preview for it. They all look older, but they all look pretty good.
There's so much to catch up on.
Life has drastically changed.
I love watching you be a mom.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah.
So nice.
I don't even know where to start.
With you and I?
Friend.
I think it's just getting so...
Oh, there's so much drama! So much drama!
Oh, my God! Damn. Oh, my God, I don't care!
Thank you. So let's close with something you probably do care about. The All return right. of Stranger Things, Season 3, takes place during the summer of 1985. And because it takes
place... Is this season three?
Yes, it's Stranger Things. Three.
All right.
And okay. because it takes place in the summer of
1985... I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Not at all.
Are you still all in on it?
100%.
Season 2 was fantastic.
Loved every episode. Okay. I watched every episode twice. I think I ran the cycle twice.
With your son, right?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. But because it's the summer of 85, that's the summer that they introduced New Coke. And this is an actual plot point, not that kind of Coke, Coca-Cola. And this is an actual...
To, you know, that's not the only one they introduced. Summer of 85, trust me.
I know. Yeah. So, right.
Don't play that record. I'm playing that record.
You listen to that record.
Absolutely. That's it, man.
But in any case, that being said, they're making New Coke a plot point in Stranger Things, and no stranger to a good promotion... Look out for a limited run. The Coca-Cola Corporation is making a limited run of New Coke that they will release concurrently with the new Stranger Things. So if you were disappointed by it 30-whatever years ago, you can give it another try and see if you like it. But that's not why I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this. Do you know who the spokesperson was for one of the biggest disastrous rollouts in all of corporate history?
I have no memory of it, no.
The incredible has happened. The impossible has become a reality. Coke actually tastes better than ever before.
It's Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Selling a drink. What could possibly go wrong?
Yes, Coke has a new taste. And I'm standing here with this ice-cold, thirst-quenching, deliciously satisfying Coca-Cola, and it actually tastes better. Now, you know me. I always loved Coke for years and years. I like this Coke better. The new taste of Coca-Cola, better than ever before. Coke is it.
Here, I want you to try this drink, and don't be surprised, even though it has caffeine, it might make you sleepy. Oh.
So you like regular Coke, New Coke, and the other Coke that Cos liked. That's another thing that goes underreported.
Documented.
Cosby liked the blow.
He's an enthusiast. Absolutely. He liked that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he also liked to help young ladies find their way in show business.
Raggots and rolls and reason has.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a terrific Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you've got a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's. Rob, you're looking for better. We didn't do the mailbag last week because they were just kind of meh, and we want to have a big, full chock-a-block mailbag on Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to what I have to say to you. Take a page from the Yak Shack book. These are people that are trying a little harder. They're doing a little better. And if you want to write into the mailbag and expect your recognition, you got to put out a little effort. I want the best mailbag ever this Tuesday. Let's make this work together.
Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Tickets on sale for our Saturday, November 16th show in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Friday show already sold out. Get your tickets by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the show ticket banner, and that will get you into the audience. It's a beautiful, beautiful, intimate theater for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS Bonus Pack. Packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
All I ask is a tall ship and a star to sailor by.
This is Natalia. She's my sister. She's number four prostitute in all of Kazakhstan.
Nice. I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Goodbye, duty.